The Jacksonville Day Resource Center gives homeless people a place to shower, escape the heat, and receive social services. At Monday's meeting, advocates wore matching t-shirts. Speaker David Miller said he found himself out of work about a year ago.
I didn't know what to do. I saw them help hundreds of people. They support everybody that comes through that door. That place gave me the self-respect that you deserved and you needed.
Councilman Reggie Gaffney said the center's closing came as a surprise to council.
I'm lost with words because I feel your pain. I've been trying to, for the last 60 days, find some kind of data. I'm hearing about 125 people was using it. Nobody brought up the daycare program to most of the councilors around here, so we didn't know. But what I would do is try to be an advocate for it.
2 years ago, the center began as a pilot program. Sam Musa with the city says his team intended to fund the center's executive director position until it was apparent the center wasn't getting funding elsewhere.
We weren't requested for this funding, nor were we aware that this funding was required. It wasn't brought to our attention. No one asked for it.
Councilman Reggie Brown sponsored an amendment that would have put some Jacksonville Journey funding toward the center, but it failed to pass. Council members say they need more information about the center's impact on the homeless community and exactly how much it needs to stay open. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.